T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Harper of SNY, longtime New York City legendary columnist and regular on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. Harp, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Scotty. How you doing?
I'm great. I just got back from Lipstick City, L.A. I was at the Spence Porter fight at Staples on Saturday night that Spence won in a split decision. Great violent fight. It reminded me of the old Hagler-Hearns fights.
Wow.
Pretty good.
I remember the old boxing. I'm not as up on the new boxing. I've lost a little interest. I like to watch clips of Ali. That's my heyday.
Listen, that was as good as it gets. It's hard to live up to that. So at the end of the day here, I have to ask you, with all these baseball decisions that are going on, are you surprised at, like, you know, seriously, that Madden wins a World Series in Chicago? 3 years later, they fire him, and, like, Auspice, he got 1 year in Anaheim. They fired him. Hurdle's fired. I mean, Green was fired. It's just one after the next. But then again, this always happens, doesn't it? But you got to be a little bit surprised about Madden, no?
Yeah, especially because there aren't any GMs getting fired. Your guy Huntington in Pittsburgh seems to have a lifetime contract there. And that there's sort of a revolution going on among the fans, from what I understand. But that's the name of the game these days. It's all about the GMs. They seem to have carte blanche to do what they want, and they want to hire managers who are going to follow the script and play along with the analytics and be collaborative, is the buzzword now with the front office. So Madden's is kind of one of the last of the dying breed. He kind of, you know, he likes to do things his way. If you look at his records, I mean, you wouldn't think he'd be fired, that's for sure, off a 5-year contract. But he's making $5 million a year. Nobody wants to pay the managers anymore. And I think that has a lot to do with it. So they kind of came to a parting of the ways. I think he'll get another job. But you're not seeing these guys, you know, Showalter, Girardi, who knows, Associa. These are all guys that made big bucks, and teams aren't willing to pay that. I think that's a big part of what's going on now.
Do you think so? Callaway, isn't he making around $800,000 or something? And,
yeah,
and is he going to get fired?
I think he is. Yeah, I think. And in his case, with just cause, because you kind of have to. I know there's this narrative that they turned it around, their season around, and played hard for him the second half, but you had to watch every day. And I think that's the case with most teams and managers, to really see what a manager's like. And he made so many tactical mistakes. He's not a good in-game manager, even though they put Jim Riggleman in the dugout with him this year as a bench coach. He made a ton of mistakes that hurt his team. And I think they need to move on. They came out of this season, the Mets, with a better-than-expected young core. This kid Alonso hitting bombs all over the place. Guys like McNeil, J.D. Davis, Conforto. They got a bunch of good young players. If you want to be a serious contender, though, you need to manage a manager who's going to make the right moves. You can give them all the analytics you want, but you still have to have a feel in the dugout for when it's time to make the move and when to, you know, make the change. And don't, you know, he got caught in some double switches, things like that. So I think they do need to move on from Callaway.
Do you think John Harper with us, legend? Do you think that you got to be a puppet basically now to make it as a manager in baseball? Seriously, like, because these guys are puppets. I frankly think Aaron Boone's a puppet.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a little strong, because I still think, for one thing, these guys, they have to have the respect of the players. If the players think that the manager has no control over anything, that's a problem, I think, because these guys, you know, look, these guys are the professional athletes. You got to be able to relate on their terms in some way. They know the GMs are the front. It's not so much the GMs, it's just the front office and the analytics are involved in decision-making. But I still think the manager has to have control where he can, you know, like Snitker with the Braves did. He pulls in Acuna out of the game earlier this year for not hustling.
Right.
You have to be able to do things like that. And remember last year, Boone got caught in the playoffs kind of sticking to a script and trying to get relievers to match up with certain parts of the lineup, and he ended up staying too long with Severino in a playoff game against the Red Sox and with Sabathia as well. I'm really interested to see if he learned from that and if he's going to have more of a feel in the dugout and you know, not necessarily stick to a script, because they do map a lot of this stuff out where they want certain matchups and bullpen guys and space certain guys. So in that sense, they are kind of tied that way to a script. But I still think you have to watch the games, have a feel. It was only a couple of years ago A.J. Hinch did that with the Astros and ended up using his starting pitchers to come in relief instead of the bullpen guys. And I think the best managers still have to have a feel in the dugout and have control of the game.
Do you think that – so you said that was a little strong, that my theory, but do you think that Cashman is actually – because I've always felt like he was telling him what to do.
Well, I think he's only doing what everybody does now, is they give him the numbers, they tell him here's what we think the best matchups are in terms of the lineup, things like that. But Cashman has – and he's pretty open about this stuff for the most part. He's always sworn it. The manager has control of the lineup card. We recommend. Now, look, if he recommends and you don't do it enough, you're probably going to get fired. It ended up, you know, that wasn't really the sticking point with Girardi. It was more about his relationships with players. But there is a fine line there you have to walk as a manager. I still think you have to have some control. The players have to know that, or you're just going to. You're going to run too loose of a ship, I guess.
John Harper, the great columnist with us, he's on TV now. He's a celebrity. Do you think Madden goes to like another job, like San Diego, Philly, or Anaheim, like people are talking about? Because it sounds to me like they're about ready to fire Kapler too.
That could happen. Yeah, I think it's more likely he goes to the West Coast. He goes to Anaheim, where he coached for years. That's where he kind of came up in that organization. And he's more of a – I know he's from Hazleton, PA, but he has that more of a West Coast laid-back mentality. I think he'd fit better there with the Angels, who are dying for a guy, I think, to come in there and have that type of personality as a manager. Or San Diego would work as well. But I think he's going to end up in with the Angels. I think Artie Moreno is willing to pay a manager like that, where a lot of owners aren't willing to do that anymore. So – that seems like a good fit for me.
Do you think that I have a chance? I've put in my application. I'm trying to become the Padres manager. Do you think I have a shot? Because I think I can manage better than Andy Green, literally, while smoking a cigar.
Hey, put it in there, Scotty. I mean, I don't think most baseball fans didn't even know who the name of the manager was in San Diego until he got fired. So that's a problem there. Look, they look like they're ready to win. I think they do actually need to make a good hire there. But these days, if you're willing to work with the front office and you understand how to interpret the numbers and create the matchups, you can make the case that it is a lot easier to manage than it used to be. I mean, because you're not making all these gut instinct calls in the dugout. You do have a framework for everything you do, so I say go ahead, put the application in.
All right. What do you think happens in Bochy's place in San Francisco?
That's a good call. I mean, that's a tough call because that's an organization that for years was one of the last of the hands-on, real scouting background type of organizations. And then they've changed and gone to Zaidi, the new GM there, who's from the Dodgers, is really heavily analytically oriented. So I would think they're going to get one of these guys, these more modern managers, and who's going to, you know, fall in line, be collaborative and all that. But I don't know where that's coming from. I think it's going to be a young guy. I saw a stat where I think it's 10 in the last couple of years, 10 of the last 12 managers hired are first-time managers. And that's really kind of surprising because in a lot of markets, like in New York, we've seen it with Callaway. He just wasn't ready to be a manager. He had been a pitching coach. So I still think there's something to be said for experience, but these guys, these GMs, want their own guys for the most part now.
So do you think that the Cubs would seriously give David Ross that job?
I do. I think he is kind of the Aaron Boone of the National League, potentially Chicago. Bright guy, catcher, was kind of considered a real thinking man's catcher behind the plate. And he's been out of the game for a couple of years doing broadcasting. A lot of the same traits that Boone had. And, well, listen, it's a lot easier to do, obviously, when you have great talent. But Boone does seem to have made that transition pretty well. He relates to the players pretty well. He handles the media pretty well. That stuff is as important as anything, at least in the GM's eyes, and I think they think Ross would do a good job at that.
Do you think Rendon will take that offer of $215 by the Nationals to stay in D.C.?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, they lost Bryce Harper. I think they feel like they can't lose Rendon now a year later and sell their fans on that they're trying to win. We'll see what happens here. They got the wild card game. We'll see if they can advance finally in the postseason. But, yeah, I think they need to keep Rendon. They have a nice young core there and still have the pitching. They have, if they keep him, they have a few more years left on that shelf life of those pitchers, too.
Yeah, John Harper with us. So let me ask you about the playoffs. In the two wild cards, Tampa and the A's, Brewers and Nationals. I think that Brewers-National game is going to be great. I have no idea what will happen with Tampa and the A's. What do you think of those games?
Interesting. I mean, the A's and the Rays, those two small market teams who always seem to be in the mix, and now they find themselves in the wild card game, mainly a lot of, because the Red Sox weren't in the mix this year. And, you know, you got to love what the A's do. They seem to be there every year. But I'm going with the Rays there. Charlie Morton is a really, really good pitcher. He was with the Astros when they won it all. He just shut down the Yankees last weekend, so he's pitching that game. I'm going to go with them, and I think I gotta believe that Scherzer has a big game in him. The Brewers have done it on guts and guile in September, unbelievable months. But they're missing Yelich, and they've done it mostly with just a great bullpen. They don't have really strong starting pitching, so I got to give Scherzer the edge.
Well, I mean, honestly, though, the Nationals bullpen sucks, and the Brewers have won without Yelich like nobody's business.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? I think the Nationals, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Strasburg in the eighth inning in that game, and maybe Corbin too. I don't think they're going to – if they need to win one game to get to a playoff series, I could see them passing over their regular relievers and using all their starters or their top three starters.
That'll be great since they have no other pitchers. So they're going to get their ass beat by the Dodgers after those three blow their arms out in one game. What do you think of St. Louis and Atlanta? That's a great series.
Yeah, that should be fun. St. Louis has some really good young pitching. This kid, Flaherty, man, he had the best second half of anybody in baseball. He had like a 1 ERA in the second half. He made a pretty strong run at the Cy Young, which DeGrom's going to win it again, I think. But that's a good series. The Braves have some young pitching. They're a little banged up right now. With Acuna has an injury and Freddie Freeman has an elbow problem. He hasn't hit for any power in the last month. I think the Cardinals have a lot of momentum. I think they find a way to win that series.
Do you think they could beat the Dodgers, or do you think the Dodgers are going back to the World Series?
I think the Dodgers are too strong. Their pitching is deeper now. Walker Buehler, Ryu, Kershaw, and, you know, we'll see. I mean, Kenley Jansen is a question mark, but their lineup is so deep, man. That lineup is tough to navigate. I think they're going to score runs in the postseason. I think they're going back to the World Series.
A couple more, and I'll let you out of here. The Yankees and Twins, Carver High has said, cancel the series, because that's how easy it's going to be for the Yankees, who own the Twins. He said, don't even play the game. It's a waste of everyone's time. It's basically a not so many in Portuguese. That's what he said to me.
Well, yeah, the history says, you know, that they always beat the Dodgers in October, but that history doesn't mean much to this Twins team. None of those guys that were there, well, a couple of guys were there from 17 in the wild card game, but not going back to the Michael Kadire days, those days when they used to beat the Twins, seemed like every other year. Look, I don't think the Twins have the pitching to shut down the Yankee lineup, but they're going to mash. You know, they hit 300-plus home runs, and Yankees and Twins had a classic series in Minnesota in August. Every game was a nail-biter and a lot of runs scored. I think we could see that kind of ALDS with them. I think they'll put up a fight, but I think the Yankee offense is too much.
Yeah, and the Astros pitching, I think, is too much for, frankly, Tampa or the A's, so I'm not even going to ask you about that. My last question is this. Does Joe Girardi get stiffed out of a job when this is all said and done? And do you think if I don't get the Padre job, the Pirates should hire me?
Absolutely, you're a hero in Pittsburgh. You're a local hero.
That's right.
Girardi, not sure. He might be in the mix for the Mets. I think the GM there, Brody Van Wagenen, wants to hire a big manager, but there are hurdles, obviously, with not Clint Hurdle. There are hurdles there with as far as paying a guy big money and, you know, getting them to sign off on that. So, but I think Girardi and Showalter could both end up getting shut out. They're going to have to lower their price because nobody's paying $4 million or even maybe $3 million anymore for a manager. If they want to get back in, they're going to have to lower their price tags.
I love Harper. He won't even mention the Mets owners' names when he's talking about getting them to write a check. them referring to the people he won't say anything about because he's got a great cushy TV gig. I wouldn't say anything either if I were you. With the way those people, they're very sensitive. As you know, I know all about it. John, great stuff. I always love talking baseball with you. Enjoy the wild cards. We'll catch up during the playoffs.
All right, thanks, Scotty.
All right, there he is, John Harper, legendary columnist in New York and TV personality on SNY, with us on the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.